flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It's finally a Friday. It is still January the 31st, last day of the month.
Yay.
That lasted 3 years, and it is 5:30. So good to have you guys here this morning, ready for the weekend. How you doing?
I love Fridays because just lately, the new music that's been coming out. I mean, last week it was Bruno Mars and Sexy Red, and then the Weeknd album dropped. I only listened to the first four songs. I haven't finished it. It's so good.
I listened to the whole thing last night, start to finish. My husband's like, what are you doing? I'm like, this new Weeknd album is so good. And like, it's just so good.
Did you listen like on speaker or with headphones, or how did you first listen to it?
I was on my phone.
Okay.
It was just out loud for everyone. I didn't put my AirPods in it so everyone could hear it.
That's cool too, but I think there's something about listening to music for the first time in your car or in headphones, because there's like a deeper, I don't know, there's a deeper feeling that I do when I'm alone. And then like your car's on full blast, the way that the car's set up, the way it echoes, it just felt so good. So I can't wait to finish the album, but what I've heard so far, oh my God, so good.
It's one of those albums that it takes a lot to impress us, just because we work in radio and music and we hear a lot of new albums. And right off the get-go, I was like, wow, this is amazing. And there was a couple of songs that I could hear samples of other songs. I don't know if they were samples, but they were similar beats.
Yes.
And I was like, wait, how do I know this song? How do I know the song? And then I was thinking of the other song, and it's really good. We'll definitely be talking about it more this morning in What's Trending, and giving you guys a little sample of what you can expect when you download the album. So good. Maybe we'll sneak in a couple songs off of it, but it's definitely good. This morning.
Other than that, really, I'm just excited for tonight, the Vegas Thrill game. I'll be broadcasting live before, and I know you'll be hosting the actual game.
Yeah, I got the whole rundown of the game yesterday, because I'm the in-arena host for the whole season, and so I got my rundown, and I saw, you know, what was going on, and I saw you're part of the dance contest.
Yeah.
I saw that J-Love is part of our Boulder Bowl bowling.
Wait, what's that?
It's where we have a contestant try to knock down the pins with a volleyball. And so he's part of that. I was like, oh wait, I thought they were both doing the dance contest, but it looks like they split you guys up
okay.
on that. So it'll be so fun to see. And there's tickets still available. They take on the Indy Ignite tonight. So we are really looking forward to that. Lee's Family Forum. It's Mix 94.1 night. And the first 500 people that walk in the door, you get a Vegas Thrill t-shirt. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to see everyone out there. And we'll actually have a four-pack pack of tickets to give away here in less than an hour with Heads Up, with early edition of Heads Up. That is coming up this morning. So
anything else going on in your world?
Just ready for the weekend. Like, you know, like I keep saying, I hate harping on it, but it's just been a long month. So I'm ready for a little break. There is a big volleyball tournament in town my daughter's playing in. So I'm unfortunately going to miss her playing today. But so tomorrow I'll probably be at the convention center most of the day watching her play. And then also Sunday also. Then there's another volleyball game Sunday night that I'm working. So it's all volleyball for me.
Oh my gosh, that's right. There's another thrill game on Sunday night. That's right.
It's going to be fun though. I mean, I love this sport. I just don't get sick of it. I just give me more. So I'm all about it. Looking forward to that.
Until the end of the club season, you're like, okay, enough volleyball.
It's mostly the travel. When the tournaments are here in town, I love it. I'm so happy because I get to sleep in my own bed. I don't have to worry about going anywhere. It's when we have to go other places that I'm like, stop it already. So yeah. We're excited. Hey, we have a huge concert announcement to make this morning. 7 a.m. You will want to be here. When you hear this, I think people are going to go crazy. It's going to be a big one. 7 a.m. And then right around 8:20, we'll have tickets to that show with Heads Up. So I'm trying to be very careful with what I say. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but yeah, it's absolutely huge. So that's all on the way this morning. Let's kick off the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Whoop There It Is by Tag Team?
There it is. Upside down and inside out. I'm about to show all you folks what it's all about. Now it's time for to get on the mic and make this mother party hot.
Do you want to hear Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz?
I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah.
Or do you want to hear Hey Baby by No Doubt? Choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Go to our Facebook page. You can vote right there too, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the Morning. Some people have registries when they get married just to make sure that they are getting gifts that they actually need. These are the things that they went into the store, shut the little gun at, or went online, picked the things, and now you know exactly what they want. But I have never heard of a registry for this life event.
Me neither. It's a going away registry. My friend is moving out of finally her parents' house, and she's moving out of town, and she's about in her mid-20s. This is the first time she's moved out of her parents' house, and my friend sent me a screenshot that, guess what? So-and-so is having a going away party, but attached to the invitation is an Amazon registry. I'm like, what? This is the first time I've ever heard this. So she sent me a screenshot of the registry. And on the registry is things like things you would buy when you first move into something, like plates. There's like little furniture, like little nightstands. And then you know what's really big with like Gen Z is the lights around the corner of your walls.
Oh, yeah. My kid has those in her room.
That's on her registry. I'm like, this is weird. And honestly, in my opinion, I think it's really tacky. I just think these are the things that you should be saving up for. The money that should be saving up for when you move out are going towards those things.
I feel like that. I mean, I get it. You don't have anything and you're starting this new life. But is that, I've never heard of anyone doing a registry for that. Do you guys think that's tacky, or do you think that it's actually makes sense? Is it better than a wedding registry? Because what if you don't get married? Then you don't have the opportunity to get some of those things that you would need, like the plates and the cups and all the other things. You know what I mean?
So,
I I don't know. I don't. Are you going to buy her something from it?
No, I'm not going to buy her. Well, one, I wasn't invited because she knows that I can't make it. But two, I even asked my friend. I'm like, what do you think? Are you going to buy her something? She goes, well, I feel obligated now because it's attached to the registry. I mean, to the invitation. It's like, hey, here's my going away party. Plus, here's my link to the registry. It's not what would you say, forceful or anything. It's not like you need to buy something. But when you attach something to an invitation, don't you feel obligated?
I would still buy something. I would definitely get, if I'm going to the party, I'm going to get her something just to wish her well and hey, good luck. She's moving completely out of town or just out of the house?
Out of
the same town.
Out of city.
Out of state?
Yes, she's moving out of state, but it's like the state over, the next state over.
Okay, but still, like, yeah, I would still get her something just as to show that I'm her friend. You know, honestly, is it any different than a housewarming gift? When someone moves into a new house and you buy them something like, hey, happy housewarming. Is that any different? That's basically what you're doing, wishing them well in their new abode.
I feel like that's more for like your first time home buying. Like I bought my first home. You know, me and my husband, we worked so hard on this. Congratulations. Versus, oh, I'm renting a one bedroom from Susie for 12 months. Something
yeah,
like that.
We're getting some text here. This one says, I think it's okay to have a registry for a graduation party and even for a wedding, but not so much for going away from your home when you're already in your 20s. This one says, it sounds kind of like a housewarming gift for me. I agree that it is kind of weird if you're like renting a room and someone's like already established house, but it sounds like she's going out on her own. Get her a cutting board, you know? Get her a cutting board that she might need for future
years. Okay, I'll think about it.
It's mixed. We were good.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's finally Friday. It's January 31st, 6:04. Ready to get things going here. Ready for the weekend. You guys, if there's one thing you do this weekend, make sure you turn your phone off and turn it back on again. Okay.
Okay. Why?
Because the National Security Administration, they came out with rules to protect your privacy, and they say you need to restart your phone once a week. Like, it only takes a couple seconds. Just turn your phone off, wait 10 seconds, turn it back on, because it'll help protect you against zero click exploits where a hacker can get in without you having to click on a link or an open file. And they're able to do that. So if you just turn your phone off and then back on again, it totally eliminates that access.
I never knew this.
Yeah. So make sure you do. I just did it.
I can't even remember the last time I did that.
I know. It had been a while because I was like, how do I turn off my phone? I don't think I turned it off.
Right.
But just speaking of phones, I was talking to my daughter yesterday. She was telling me about this prank that's going around with your phones. Do not let your phone go into someone else's hands. So what people, a bunch of kids are doing to each other is they're like, hey, can I see your phone? And they're going into someone's phone and they're deleting the TikTok app.
Mm-mm.
And they, you don't have TikTok because you can't right now. You can't re-download TikTok. It's
That's
not
right.
available on the
oh,
Apple Store.
No.
So they're doing that to each other. They're doing that to teachers.
That's messed up.
That is messed
so
up.
So messed up. So if someone asks to see your phone or use your phone, do not let them have it.
My friend actually deleted TikTok because she was so mad. Right when the ban happened, it happened that, like, what, Saturday night? She was like, oh, I'm so upset. Now I don't have TikTok anymore. She deleted the app, and she's so regretting it. Because
I bet.
The next day when it came back into effect, she was like, oh my God, I downloaded the app. And I deleted the app and I can't re-download it. So now I remember I texted her. I'm like, hey, I'm sending you DMs and via TikTok. Why aren't you opening them? And she goes, did you forget? I deleted the app.
Oh my God.
That really sucks.
That sucks.
I don't even know what to say. So she has to wait till a sale goes through and American company buys it before she can re-download that.
No.
Who knows when that's going to be.
Or eBay when you have to go through $10,000 for phones and stuff like that.
Exactly.
I deleted CapCut and I can't get it back now.
Oh, luckily there's a lot of editing software out there, but that is a good one. Yeah. That is a real good one. That sucks. Yeah. So just be aware, turn your phone on and off and don't let it fall into anyone else's hands, and don't delete your TikTok app if you really like it. So there you go. Your advice for a Friday morning.
Thank you.
We have a lot going on this morning. Huge concert announcement coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. You do not want to miss this one, and we will have your tickets to that show right around 8:20 this morning with Heads Up. It's exciting. I cannot wait. Also this morning, more Katy Perry tickets for you right around 7:30 with the Mega Minute. But on the way next, we have What's Trending. The Weeknd finally dropped his new album, and wait until you hear it. We got you. We'll play a little bit of it for you coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
The Weeknd is trending this morning. He has finally released his album, Hurry Up Tomorrow. The project was originally set to drop on January 24th, but the artist pushed its release in the wake of the wildfires in LA. So Hurry Up Tomorrow, it acts as the end of this planned trilogy of albums that included After Hours and Dawn FM. So a couple of singles had already been released. You may have already heard Sao Paulo with Anita. I just feel like this album is, it's just like there's so much energy and there's just like such a electronic sound to it that I'm really, really loving. Sao Paulo was already out. You Dancing in the Flames was already out. So let's talk about some of the other songs. I know a big one that radio is already jumping on is called Cry For Me. Think
I like it a lot.
I really like what he did with his transitions in between songs. It feels like it's one big song. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't feel like, oh, this is the next song. There's a pause. There's the next song and a pause. It all flowed so smoothly. And that's one of my favorite things about this album.
That's a really interesting observation because, when I was listening to the album last night, I told you earlier, I listened to it from start to finish. And there were times where I was like, ooh, what's this song called? And I looked it up and then I'm like, is it still playing? And I looked and I was like three songs ahead. I didn't even realize that it had trend. One of my favorite songs on the album, I love the song called Open Hearts. Just like in awe of him. It is so, so good.
When I was listening to it in my car this morning, I felt like I was in like a Fast and Furious Miami style vibe. It's nighttime. It's 2 a.m. Maybe I just got out the club. Like, that's what I was feeling when I was listening to the album.
Do you ever do this when you're driving and you're listening to a song like that? Like, for instance, this song. I'll be driving and this song will be playing, and then I'll pretend like I'm in a movie.
Yes.
And
like you're the main character.
And the camera's on me right now, and I'm like, I'm on my way to my destination. It's so good. Highly recommend you download the album Hurry Up Tomorrow, and that is what's trending. Okay, right now it is time to win. We have an early edition of Heads Up for you right now. We need caller 20 to play, and we are giving you four tickets to tonight's Vegas Thrill Game, Women's Pro Volleyball, happening at Lee's Family Forum. They face the Indy Ignite, and it is also Mix 94.1 night. So Steph will be broadcasting live before the game, and then once you're in the game, we're going to all be there. I'll be in arena hosting. We've got some fun contests going on, and the first 500 people that walk through the door will get their very own Vegas Thrill t-shirt. So caller 20 right now. You get to play Heads Up. Since it is Friday, we only have one category left, and that category, oddly enough, is called Vegas Thrill. Oh. So we will ask you to name six items in that category, and if you do that, you will win the tickets, four of them, to the game tonight. Caller 20, you get to play. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant this morning. Elaine, you are caller 20. You ready to do this?
Yeah, Elaine.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
All three
of my kids play volleyball, so hopefully I do this category justice.
Oh, that would be so great to see you guys. Yeah, four tickets for you for the Vegas Thrill game tonight at Lee's Family Forum. It's going to be a great time. So your category is Vegas Thrill. These are all things that are associated with the game of volleyball, which I'm sure you are very knowledgeable at, right?
I hope so.
Okay, so we just need to get six answers in 60 seconds. I think with both of our volleyball experience, I think we're going to get it. I think we've got this.
Fingers crossed.
You guys are going to crush it. All right, you guys. Elaine and Mercedes, your 60 seconds starts now.
This is what they play on. A volleyball what?
Court.
Yes. This is what happens if you take the ball and slam it down. It'll do this.
Bounce?
Yes. This is when you go up and you want it to go straight down, you do this to it.
Spike it.
What's another word for a spike? It's a
hit.
Yes, hit. This is what you do to start the play. You go behind the line, you throw it up, and you
serve.
Yes,
ball.
Yes. This is I don't know how. I'm going to pass on that one. You don't want to touch this in the middle.
The net?
Yes, the net. Is that? No, we still have one more.
Oh,
when you hit the ball and the people jump up and try to prevent it from coming over, it's called a what?
They block it.
Yes, yes, a block!
You still have time.
Elaine, I heard you getting help, and that was amazing. We're going to see you tonight at the Vegas Thrill Game. How exciting. It's Mix 94.1 night. You better say hi to us, Elaine. We're all going to be there.
I will.
It's going to be
Thank you so much.
Of course. And make sure you get there early because the first 500 people that walk through the door, they are going to get themselves a Vegas Thrill t-shirt. We cannot wait to see you guys there. Tickets are still available if you are interested in checking out the game. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Finally, Friday. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the show. Babies and dogs, like, those are the things I think that we are most protective of. And when someone comes up to you with your dog and they start petting your dog, is that bad or is that kind? Steph, you had a situation, and were you annoyed by it or were you like fine with it?
Well, at first I was like super friendly about it, but then after it happened, I was extremely annoyed. We were at the park yesterday, me and Momo, and there were a couple high school students just walking around the park, and there was these two guys that you could just tell loved dogs. And they're like, "Hey, can we pet your dog?" I'm like, "Absolutely, you could pet my dog." So they're petting my dog, and one of the guys goes to pet Momo underneath his chin. And I didn't know that Momo was drooling a lot. And so when the kid went to go pet Momo underneath his chin, he goes, "Oh," he looks at his hand, and you could see drool all over this kid's hand.
Yeah.
So what he did next, I was just thrown off. So what he did to wipe off Momo's drool was he went to go pet Momo on top of his head and started wiping Momo's drool all over on top of Momo's head. I'm like, he goes, "All right, bye." I'm like, "Dude, where are your manners? That was disgusting."
Okay, like, I might have done the same thing.
I
don't know what I would have. I probably don't have a napkin on me. I'm not wiping it on myself. This is your dog's drool, so I probably.
Do you have a dog poop bag with you? Do you have a poo bag with you?
I do have a poo bag with me, but I think just speaking from the kid, it's like, hey, I understand that dogs can be dirty. You don't know what you're going to expect. So going into petting a dog, you need to realize you don't know what you're getting yourself into. Don't put thy germs right back on my dog's head. That's
but
messed
it's his,
up.
It's his germs. He'll be fine.
I see what you're saying, but now I have the second thought of, do I ever want anyone to pet Momo ever again?
What do you think? Like, when it comes to someone petting your dog, I always ask permission. I was because I want to make sure that the dog is friendly. First of all, there's been times where I've asked to pet a dog and they're like, "He doesn't really like strangers." And I'm like, "Okay, thank you for the warning. I appreciate that." But I always ask. But I was doing an interview at the NSPCA, and there was a dog this week, and the dog just kept going to town licking my hand. Like, I don't know if it was my lotion that they like the taste of, but it's licking all over the place. And then I had to shake someone's hand after.
Oh, nasty.
Well, I went in, they went in for the handshake, and I go, I just had a dog drool all over my hand, or lick my entire hand. You don't want to shake my hand. And they're like, thank you for telling me. So I get what you're saying. Like, whether it's that dog's saliva or someone else, but I just wouldn't have known what to do. So I would have pet the dog again just to get it off. Let's talk to Faith. Faith, good morning. What do you think when it comes to petting a stranger's dog?
Good morning. I absolutely think that you should ask for permission. We have two dogs, Mochi and Zelda. And Mochi, she's old. She's a grumpy old lady. So I kind of premise that before people pet her. And then Zelda, she acts all tough and thinks she's a pit bull, but she's a little shih tzu, Maltipoo. And as soon as the stranger approaches, she's hiding behind my legs.
Aww.
So two different personalities. But I definitely think that people should ask for permission.
What, Faith, what if someone went and pet your dog and your dog was drooling and they got drool all over their hands? Would you be mad if they, like, wiped the drool back off on the dog?
I think my kids have done that when they've pet other dogs. So that's just karma coming back to us.
I mean, where else are you supposed to wipe it? If I don't have a sort of napkin or something on me, I don't know what else I'm going to do with that, right?
Does Momo drool all the time? Is that the first time he's ever drooled like that?
Okay, so Momo drools, but not like that. I think he was just so excited to be at the park. That's what happened.
You got
to
bring a little napkin with you or something, a little towel, just in case.
But the thing is, I didn't know he was drooling. I didn't know he was drooling at that time. The way that his mouth is, he has white fur.
Oh, gotcha.
So okay. when it's white, you can't really tell until you actually look at it. I'm not going to be looking at him 24/7 when we're at the park, at least underneath his chin.
Well, maybe it was a case of the person petting them. Maybe Momo thought that person was so hot that he was like, wow.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
No survivors in that horrific crash between an American Airlines passenger jet and a military helicopter. The plane was American Eagle Flight 5342 from Wichita, Kansas, with reported 60 passengers, four crew members aboard. Dive team suspended their activities just before 4 p.m. yesterday because they had recovered all of the bodies possible without the fuselage of the plane being removed. And rescue crews say some of the victims may not be recovered because of the fireball that was created when the two aircraft collided. There's a new video out that shows a more, I don't know, a close-up view of the crash. And it's horrific to watch. I was actually really disturbed when I saw it because you see the plane coming in and the helicopter's right there. And then you just see it all happen. It's terrible.
Everything that's going down there is so tragic. It's just, this should have not happened. And the way that people are saying that this could have been prevented, it hurts me even deeper for those families that are affected and the people that are mourning for the losses. And just seeing all the videos, it's so sad.
Yeah, they're supposed to release the official manifest today of all the passengers, but a lot of the names have already come out, and a lot of figure skaters. And there was one in particular that he was adopted by his family from South Korea. He had gotten into the figure skating world, and all of a sudden his TikToks started popping up on my For You page, and like I'm just getting all of these TikToks, and they're his TikToks that just, you see him at practice, and it's just, it's so terribly sad.
I think one of the things that really hit me deep was watching the Olympic skater Nancy Kerrigan, and she gave a public statement and just her breaking down into tears.
It was awful.
Here's
some of what she had to say.
The main lesson I think learned in skating is you get back up, keep on trying, and even when it's hard, you get back up. Even when you're crying, hurt, pain, you get back up and move forward. It's not easy, but that's what we all have to do now together.
She was talking about losing some of the skating members. Also, this is what she said.
We are strong. And I guess it's how we respond to it. And so my response is to be with people I care about and I love and need. I needed support. So that's why I'm here.
Yeah, it's just heartbreaking. And more is going to be coming out here in the next few weeks. And they say they do have a lot of information. They're just not releasing all of it right now.
Really?
So, yeah, that's what the NTSB was saying yesterday in a press conference. It's like, we have the information. We're making sure that we have everything ready to go and that everything is verified. We don't want to just throw stuff out there and have it stick. So, yeah, we'll definitely keep you posted on that. Let's move on to this weekend. The Grammys are happening on Sunday. A lot of people excited about that. And a lot of people were asking if Taylor Swift is going to be performing. She will be taking the stage at the Grammys, but not to perform. The Recording Academy spilled the news yesterday. Didn't say for what category, but she will be presenting an award instead. It's probably not going to be a category she's nominated for.
Probably, yeah.
And then all of them.
Yeah.
And then she ends up winning. Oh, I won.
Oh, the winner is me. Beyonce, she has the most nods with 11 this year, followed by Charlie XCX and Post Malone, who each scored 8. Taylor is nominated for Album of the Year alongside Chappell Roan, Billie Eilish, Jacob Collier, Charlie XCX, Sabrina Carpenter, Beyonce, and Andre 3000. On that category, who do you guys pick?
I want Beyonce's Cowboy Carter to win Album of the Year because she's never won that before. And how has she never won, but she has the most Grammy wins, which is odd. But I don't know if she will win. I don't think she will win.
I think it's going to be Taylor.
I think it's going to be Billie.
Really?
Birds of a feather.
I think Billie's going to win Record of the Year. I think she's going to have a huge night. I think it's going to be all about Billie. But a lot of people are predicting that Chappell is kind of like the dark horse in the running. And I saw one prediction that Chappell wins the Big Four, that she wins every single one.
No, like Billie Eilish did that one year?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. I don't know. That remains to be seen. Put your bets in now. We'll come back on Monday.
Sounds good.
Let me check and see. There's a prop bet for that. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. The Grammy Awards air Sunday night on CBS. And then finally this morning, today's January 31st. This has been a major achievement to make it through this month, and 7-Eleven thinks you deserve a reward. So today the chain is giving away free small Slurpees at participating 7-Eleven stores to help brighten up your final stretch of the month. The only catch, you can only get one per person while supplies last. And if you're finally wanting to celebrate this month coming to an end like we all are, go get your free Slurpee today. And there you go. That's what's up. X94.1, it is time to play Beat Mercedes, a $425 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers is up for grabs. And Jessica, you are caller 20. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm so excited, so scared, so anxious.
You know what? I channel that energy, channel that excitement, and use that to beat me. I want to be beaten. I hope you get this. Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, they make these beautiful pendants, and this one is going to be gorgeous. $425. So I'm going to leave the studio. I'm going to leave it to you, and you are going to do great. Okay, Jessica?
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Mercedes.
Bye.
She's taking off her headphones. Jessica, what you up to this morning?
About to eat breakfast.
Ooh.
I'm glad I waited so my cereal doesn't get
bad. What's on the menu for breakfast today?
Life cereal. Woo-hoo.
Life cereal. I don't know the last time I had life cereal, Jay.
No, me either.
All right, but Jessica, this is how the game works. For those playing at home or on the car, you're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. If you know the answer, you want to shout, got it, loud and proud, so we can stop the clock, and you need to give us the correct artist and title. Jessica, if you've heard the game, she's fast. Are you ready to play?
Let's do this.
All right, Jessica, the song, it starts now.
Got it.
What you got?
Oh, I know this song. Okay.
Gotta give me something in 3. No. 2, 1. Oh, darn. I got Jessica. Come on, Jessica. It's okay. I got her time. Jay's bringing Mercedes back in. Yes, she's walking back in. Be all happy.
Jessica.
Hey, no. Be happy. She's coming in. Pretend.
Oh, sorry.
Wow. Hey. Okay, Mercedes. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
How you feeling this morning?
Good. That was fast.
It was fast.
I'm a little nervous. It that was a fast one. Okay.
I have Jessica's time down.
Hold on. Something's wrong with my head.
Okay. I'll let you.
All right. Okay.
All right. The next sound that you hear is the game, is the song. And of course, you want to stop and say got it when you know the correct artist and title.
Okay.
And the song, it starts now.
Oh, got it.
What you got?
Pony Genuine.
Pony Genuine. Oh, that's not what I wanted.
Well, yay. I got it.
I wanted this, but I know what you meant. Okay. Okay. So, will you stop the clock at what? 1.86 seconds. Okay.
Yeah.
Jessica, she stopped the clock at 2.34 seconds, but she forgot the song title and artist.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. I was going to say, if I only would have hesitated a little more, but she didn't even get
it. I thought she was going to get it. I really did.
And I gave her a pep talk, too.
I am so bummed out. I really... We got. Okay, who's picking the songs here? Let's be like so.
This guy right here.
J-Love
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Yep.
You got to get me on my weak spots. We got to get a winner here. You got to find my weak spots. Okay. I grew up listening to this, so you like the songs that mix plays. You know I'm gonna get those. So we got. Here's my weak spots. I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
You want to get me on my weak spots? Go with some classic rock. Or go with some 80s music, and those will be my weak spots.
But do you think listeners are going to get that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do think they are. I think they will get that. I'm just telling you, I want to give this stuff away. I don't like hanging on to this. I want to give it away. So, Jessica, thank you so much for playing. And that means on Monday, $450 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. So we are going to go ahead and play the song that stumped Jessica. Here you go. It's Genuine, it's Pony, and it's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know those pieces of advice that everyone swears by, the ones that get passed down like they are just the absolute truth? Because I am here to tell you, some of them are the worst, the absolute worst. You know the phrase, never go to bed angry?
Yeah, what happened?
Of course.
I just think that is like complete and total garbage. I think it is okay to go to bed angry.
No.
We were talking about relationship advice the other day, and someone said that, never go to bed angry. And I was like, I have gone to bed angry, and I feel like that is the best thing for some people to do. Because, you know, when we're going to bed angry, that gives us time to sleep, think about things, and then I wake up and I'm calm, and maybe I'm over it at that point. But if we stay up until this, we're not angry anymore, I'm going to be tired. Don't know if I'm necessarily going to work this out with you. I just think that is the worst piece of universally accepted advice.
I see where you're coming from, but for me, I can't go to bed angry. I can't sleep if I'm angry. And I think with you, Mercedes, you're able to let it go. Once you maybe go to sleep, you're like, I'm just exhausted. And maybe the crankiness of no sleep had to do with the argument. But don't you think that when you talk it out, that you're actually feeling better about it when you get to a calmer place, if it's with Matt or something?
I feel like when you're tired and you're emotional, forcing a resolution, it can make you say things you don't mean just to end it. And it can actually make the fight worse. Sometimes sleep is just the best thing for clarity. Like, that's what you need to make sure you can start fresh and actually have a discussion.
But do you really talk about it when you wake up? Like, wake up and are you really going to resolve it?
Sometimes, yes. And sometimes I will wake up and be like, that was so dumb. Why was I acting like that? That was ridiculous. And I'll be like, I'm sorry. I was tired. I was cranky. I just think that is a piece of advice that everyone believes. And I think it is so not true. Is there anything else that people say that it's like a universally accepted piece of advice that you think is so bad? That and it's always the last place you look. Like, of course it is. Why would I look anymore once I found it?
That's a dad saying.
That is the dumbest thing. Do you guys have anything like that? 702-364-9400.
What about follow your heart? I hate that one.
Why?
Because it never leads to any. It always leads to bad decisions. Always follow your heart. Text your ex at 2 a.m. in the morning. Disaster. I mean, go to Taco Bell at midnight. Disaster.
You're not following your heart there, but you're following your stomach.
Yes, exactly.
For me, it's don't take no for an answer. Don't take no. If someone tells you no, you keep trying to get a yes. Like, okay, now you're pushing it, buddy. And then, like, what if I want a kiss? And they're like, no.
Oh,
like, okay,
yeah.
No. Don't take no for an answer is an advice that I think that people should really take lightly.
I think that that could be really dangerous. That is a good one. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I hate when people say money can't buy happiness. Okay, maybe to an extent, but I'm sure I'll be happier with money than I will be without money.
What about this one? Just ignore them. Like if someone's bullying you or if someone's giving you negative energy, just ignore them.
Okay,
let me just ignore them.
I'm not listening. Blah, blah, blah. I can't hear you. Let's talk to Sabrina. Sabrina, good morning. What's a piece of advice that people give that is actually really terrible?
Telling people that, my Bluetooth is off. Hold on. Telling people to be treated like you want to treat others.
Sometimes they don't deserve that.
Yeah, sometimes they don't. Like, oh, I want to be nice because they're not nice to me, so I'll just act nice to them back. Like, really? No.
No, I agree. We're getting another text here. It says, I hated when I was little and boys would be mean to me. My mom would always tell me, if he's mean to you, it means he likes you. No, it doesn't. And I don't deserve to be treated that way. He's a bully and I want nothing to do with him. Yeah, that's true. And I used to think that way too, but it's just like it's excusing inexcusable behavior when something like that happens.
And we should be teaching kids, like, if you have a crush on someone or if you like someone, it shouldn't be coming out of malintent. It should be coming from a place where, like, I think you're cute. Like, cute little compliments here and there.
Yeah, being mean will never make me attracted to you,
never.
Ever. And then this one says, when people say, do what you love and you'll never work another day in your life. I absolutely loathe that statement because now I'll just hate what I used to love. This is very true. You have to be careful with that one. I think if you love your job, that's great. But, like, can you imagine doing, like, your favorite thing? You love dancing.
I do.
If that was your job, do you think you'd love it or you start to hate it?
I started to hate it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I definitely, I'm like, you see when you still see me dancing? No, I'm in radio now.
What about Kelly Clarkson? You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
I feel like smoking, that is killing you and it's not making you stronger.
Very true. Great point, Mercedes.
All right. It is time to win. It is Mega Minute time. Your tickets right now to see Katy Perry. She announced this week that she is bringing the Lifetimes Tour to the U.S. and Las Vegas is one of those stops. She's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena on May 17th. And you are going to be there when you conquer the Mega Minute. You have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions correctly. When you get them all right, you are winning tickets to that show. Caller 20, you're in. 702-364-9400. I got excited because I really want to wish a happy birthday to Dakota, who is in the car listening right now.
Yeah, Dakota.
Happy birthday, Dakota. 7 years old. That's a great one. And hey, look at that. It's 7:37 and you're 7 years old. And there's a lot of sevens. And we know seven is a lucky number. So it's going to be a good year for you.
777 in Vegas.
Oh my gosh. So happy birthday, Dakota. We hope you have a great one. And hopefully it's a lucky day for our contestant for the Mega Minute, and that is Rachel. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I have my 8-year-old in the car, so happy birthday to the 7-year-old, but I got my 8-year-old.
What is your 8-year-old's name?
Harper.
Okay. Harper and Rachel. We got this, guys. If you know one of these answers, just shout it out. If I hear the correct answer, we're moving on to the next question. 10 of them, 60 seconds for Katy Perry tickets. You guys ready for this challenge?
I hope so. Okay.
You guys got this. Rachel and Harper, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
Which singer is known for their hits E.T. and Teenage Dream?
Katy Perry.
Yes. If someone said they visited the Big Easy, what city are they referring to?
New Orleans.
Yes. The Kansas City Chiefs are facing off against what team in this year's Super Bowl?
Eagles.
Yes. What president is on the $20 bill?
Jefferson.
No.
Jefferson.
What actress played Gloria in the show Modern Family?
Oh my God. She's on, Jackson is the 20, and what's her name? Pass.
What is Travis Kelce's mom's first name?
Donna.
Yes. What actress plays Elphaba in the Wicked movie?
Kathy O'Reilly.
Yes. Where in the body is the uvula located?
Your throat?
Yes. The phrase Ninth Island refers to what city?
Las Vegas.
Yes. What does CC stand for in an email? You guys are doing so well. We got completely caught up on the actress that played Gloria in the show Modern Family. That's Sophia Vergara.
Yes,
I'm sorry. The president on the $20 bill is Andrew Jackson. That was the other one that we had to pass on. Otherwise, you guys were right on the money. Rachel, Harper, and then mystery male voice in the background. I'm so sorry that we could not make you a winner, but that means Color 20 right now. You get the tickets. Two of them to see Katy Perry, her Lifetimes tour coming to Las Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena on May 17th. You are in if you're Color 20 at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right, well, let's talk about the Grammys. They are this weekend. They're going to air live Sunday, 5 p.m. our time on CBS, and then stream via Paramount Plus. Trevor Noah is set to host. There's also going to be a ton of performers. Lainey Wilson, Billie Eilish, Janelle Monáe, Chappell Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Teddy Swims. Beyonce leads the pack this year with 11 nominations, including Record of the Year and Album of the Year. Billie Eilish, Kendrick Lamar, Post Malone, and Charlie XCX, they're all tied in second place with 7 nominations each. And then Chappell and Sabrina are facing off for Best New Artist this year. Let's look at the Best New Artist category and see what you guys think. So you have, man, this one is stacked too. You have Benson Boone, Doechii, Chappell Roan, Krungbin, Ray, Sabrina Carpenter, Shaboozey, and Teddy Swims. Who's going to win Best New Artist?
Chappell Roan for me.
I think Sabrina Carpenter. I think she was a little bigger than Chappell Roan for me this past year. You, Mercedes?
I'm going to go with the dark horse on this one. I think Teddy Swims is going to get it.
No way!
I do. I just think that he really has a... I don't know. I thought that his music was great. I think his onstage presence is great. I just feel like Best New Artist always surprises me. If I go for the obvious one, it's someone else.
You're right. I can see that happening because I think, it was the year after Olivia Rodrigo. I was like, who is this person winning? I mean, no discredit to them. I think they were probably an amazing singer. I didn't know who they were, but I was introduced to them and I can't forget. I forgot the name, but it's still, I think what you're saying, there's a point.
Also Shaboozey. Like, I kind of feel like maybe he might win.
Yeah, but he only had one song.
No, he's had a couple of songs. Only one that maybe we play,
right,
but
exactly.
Country radio, you know, it's hard to say. What do you think?
Like I said, Chappell Roan, dude, she's been massive last year. So, you know what, Steph, Sabrina Carpenter, I might have to change my vote.
Really? I swayed you?
I thought about it because she got Taste, Please, Espresso. She had 3 big hits.
Yeah, and a huge tour.
Yeah. But it also depends on streaming and it depends on the Recording Academy, what they think. Like, it's their opinion, too.
It's not ours. It's not us.
We'll see. Also this morning, if you're not having any luck on the dating apps, you're not alone. It's a frustrating process, but if you're searching for love or even just a date, there is one piece of information you may want to consider leaving off of your profile. It turns out mentioning this might make people more likely to swipe left. What do you think it is? If you put this on your dating profile, people are like, no, thank you.
Your political background.
That, I mean, that could go either way, right? You'll have half the people loving you, half the people not loving you. Right. That's a good one. It's not that.
I was thinking that you don't want kids, or maybe that you have kids might go against you.
Yes, that's a valid one. The answer is actually not as serious. It's whether or not you're a vegetarian.
What?
They say mentioning that you're a vegetarian might make people more likely to swipe left. So they did this survey and they say that including vegetarianism in your dating profile actually hurts your chances of success on the app. They say that, I mean, the reason people don't eat meat makes a difference to some people when they're making a match, but they say that those who are meat-free for health reasons got lower ratings than those who are doing it for ethical or environmental reasons. And then people also viewed men who were vegetarians as less masculine, while women who were vegetarians were seen as less feminine than eating ladies.
Well, that's fascinating, but I'm also thinking about, I haven't dated in so long, but if I'm on a dating app and I see that a guy is vegetarian, I would be like, ooh, it's going to be hard to go out to eat.
Yeah.
Accommodations next, because it's so easily to go next versus like trying to get to know them.
When I met my wife, she was a vegetarian.
And she changed?
Yeah, she changed because she had a medical situation. But
did you guys meet on an app?
No, we didn't meet on an app.
I think that's why, though, because the app is a different for me. Like, if I'm on an app and I see you're vegetarian, I'm like, oh, next, I have another option.
Well, they didn't have apps back then when we were growing up.
They had appetizers. also, finally this morning, you never know what kind of treasures you're going to come across at a garage sale. What is the saying? One man's trash is another man's treasure. A previously unknown painting by Vincent van Gogh was picked up at a Minnesota garage sale.
What?
Yeah. So it's an oil portrait. It was created in 1889. It features a pipe smoking white bearded fisherman repairing his net near an empty shoreline. And experts analyzed this painting and they found distinctive Van Gogh characteristics, including the smile lines and single red hair that he embeds in all his paintings. So they believe that this is a genuine Van Gogh. This person went to a Minnesota garage sale, bought it for less than $50. It's now been valued at $15 million.
Wow. Imagine going at a yard sale. Like, oh, wow, this painting is awesome. How did you say how they found out it was from Van Gogh?
There's like certain characteristics that Van Gogh does in his paintings. And he puts a single red hair in the paint. And that's another way to see if it's an authentic Van Gogh.
How incredible.
I know. If you come to my garage sale, you get like baby clothes, old toys, and maybe like my husband's old shoes. That's pretty much all you're going to get. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Did you guys see that memo that we got yesterday afternoon?
I sure did.
Oh my God.
I sure did.
Have you ever been the cause of a memo that went out because of something you did? You were the cause of it. Now, if you were listening earlier this week, you might have heard this. One of our coworkers loves to sing in the workplace.
Loud.
And she is a super nice person, and I really like her. She sings loud. I never had an issue with it. The other day, I was on a really important conference call in my office, door shut, could still hear her like screaming. And so I just said something to her after the fact. And I didn't even ask her to stop doing that. All I did was ask her if she could bring it down a couple of notches. And she literally said no. Like, just no. It was really awkward. It happened on the air. It was so awkward.
And not only that, but she just didn't give me, she said, this is a radio station.
Yeah. We all sing along
to the songs. And like, I mean, but still, this is a professional business. Please keep in mind that people are having important phone calls around here.
Well, so I was the one who said something. She said no. She told me that I'm the first person who's ever complained and whatever. And so it's awkward. So yesterday afternoon, we get a memo. And my heart just sunk into my stomach. I was like, are you kidding me? When were you the cause of a memo? 702-364-9400. I'll just read it. It says, "Dear team, as we continue to foster a productive and inclusive work environment, we want to remind everyone to be mindful of noise levels in shared spaces. While we appreciate the enthusiasm for music and personal expression, we kindly ask that employees refrain from playing music out loud or singing in the workplace. This policy is in place to ensure that all team members can focus without distractions and that we maintain a professional atmosphere for in-person and virtual meetings. If you enjoy listening to music while working, we encourage the use of headphones at a reasonable volume. Thank you for your cooperation and for helping us create a comfortable and focused work environment for everyone."
I am done.
When I read that, I was like, are you kidding me, Mercedes? You got everybody.
Well, I think no. I think this was an important conversation to have with this coworker.
Yeah,
I know right now that it's awkward. I know that right now that you're feeling some type of way about it.
Everyone's gonna hate me now because I was the cause of this.
You're not the cause of this. You're the start of a revolt. You needed to
revolution.
And that's what this conversation was. It was awkward, but it needed to be had so you can put your boundaries and set your place in the place. Like, hey, and you're singing too loud.
People are coming to me and asking me, who was it? They don't know.
Have you not walked around in this workplace and heard her singing? I mean, it's never bothered me. I didn't want her to completely stop. I was fine with the singing. It was just that I was on a really important call with the door shut. And we had to end it because the guy on the other side was so distracted by it. He's like, why don't we just pick a better time when there's less going on there? I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You know what I mean?
And you know that she probably got called into the office, the big boss's
office. Oh, I know. I'm sure she got in trouble and it's all because of me. And now I can't wait to run into her because she's going to hate me more so. Like, oh, it's so frustrating. But have you ever like gotten a memo and you're like, maybe this was my fault? Someone just texted, said maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was the person on the other end of the phone call. That person is way above my level. Maybe they made a few calls, but they wouldn't know who it was.
Right. But then maybe they did their digging, the people here at the office, and they're like, oh, it's so-and-so. Because, I mean, you can't miss them. They're loud and proud about it.
Yeah, it's true.
But we didn't say anybody's name.
No, we didn't. Yeah. And I'm glad. You got a voicemail. Was it a voice memo from someone who was a singer in their workplace?
So this is from a listener. She DM'd me on Instagram because she heard our topic about us confronting the coworker, and she left me this voice message that I have to share with you guys. Do you want to take a listen to it?
Yes, yeah, what did she say?
Okay, here's listener Tanya.
Girl, okay, so listen. Yes, I am the coworker that be singing, but not at the top of my lungs or anything like that. Like, the only difference is that I have music playing in my headphones. So when people listen to me sing, I'm literally just singing a cappella to them. And half the time I'm singing every other word or just the ad lib. So I probably sound crazy as hell to the people who walk past my office or who just, but at this point, the people I've worked with them for a while now. So they're just used to it, to the point now, if I don't sing, they check in on me to ask me if there's anything wrong. But I will say that I had a coworker one time who like messaged me on Teams talking about, I really do enjoy your singing, but if you could please turn it down, that would be great type. And I like, it kind of offended me a little bit. I'm not even gonna lie to you. So I stopped singing for a little bit. And when I told people why, people were like, man, that girl, you keep singing.
I'm sure that's what our coworker is saying to me right now.
Hey, are you ready? Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Alex, you are caller 20. Welcome to the show.
Yay. Thank you.
We are ready to kick off the Oh Wow Wheel here on a Friday. One of us will play a song that'll make you say, oh wow. Steph has given the wheel a big spin, and we've got all brand new categories this week. So this will be exciting. Whoever it lands on, we'll tell you the category and the song. And if you want to hear it, say play it. If you don't, say veto. And it has landed on you, Steph.
Nice.
All right. Uh-oh. So tell Alex, so what is your category and what is your song?
Okay. So you know the Super Bowl coming up, so I went with an artist that has performed or is going to perform for the Super Bowl halftime show, and I took it back to 2004 when Janet Jackson, she was our halftime performer.
Oh, that's when the boob slip, the nip slip.
That was.
All right, Alex, you want it to play or do you want to veto it?
I'm sorry, Steph.
I'm
Oh my gosh. Alex wasn't feeling Janet today.
Well, that hurts.
Okay.
That hurts.
We can't take it personally. I know it hurts to be vetoed, but we just stay here. This is Alex's right as a member of this show right now. So that means I don't know if it's a wise decision, Alex. It's going over to J Love now. So J Love, what is your category and what is your song?
My category was a song that reminds me of my wife's first date. And it was NSYNC Bye 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 because that was our first concert together.
Oh, wow. Okay. Aww. And I mean, Aaron and us, we're all going to do the NSYNC dance.
Let's go.
It's on. Thanks, Alex. Bye bye bye. A song that reminds you of your first date with your significant other, and he picked Bye 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 by NSYNC. That was after Steph got the veto. I was not in the mix today, but my category was a song by an artist that you've seen in concert. And over the Christmas holiday break, my husband really wanted to go see Duran Duran. He loves Duran Duran. It was good. I was really surprised because there were a lot of songs that I forgot Duran Duran played, including this one. Ordinary World. And they're playing it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is Duran Duran. I love this song. And so that was my pick. But yeah, it was a really good show.
Oh, I'm so happy that you went. I think I remember you posting about you at Duran Duran.
It's not my usual type of concert. No. It really isn't. So it's good to get out of your comfort zone. We had a great time. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Wasn't that three in a row for me?
I had the last one, didn't I?
I think so.
I think
that
was last week. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How quickly your memory fades.
I know.
All right. Coming up next, we made the announcement this morning. The Weeknd is coming to town in concert, Allegiant Stadium. We'll get you a pair of tickets with Heads Up. It's on the way after Blink 182. It's Mix. All the small things.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Amanda, you're caller 20.
Yeah, hello. Thank you. Good morning.
How is it going? It's finally Friday.
Yeah, it's finally Friday.
We've got these tickets for you to see The Weeknd. Did you hear the big announcement this morning?
I did, yes.
What a show that'll be at Allegiant Stadium. You're winning before you can buy them tickets right now when you win Heads Up. So our category this morning is Chinese New Year. The Lunar New Year was this week. These are all things that are associated with China. You just got to get this six of them in 60 seconds, and these tickets are yours. You ready to do this?
I am ready.
All right, Amanda and Mercedes, your 60 seconds starts now.
This is the continent that China is in.
Asia?
Yes, this is a city in China.
Beijing?
Yes. This is China owns this app and they want it to be sold to the U.S. Yes. This is an animal, a bear that's black and white.
Panda.
Yes. This is like one of the seven wonders of the world that's there. It's like built with blocks and it's really long.
The Great Wall of China?
Yes. This is Puff the Magic
Dragon?
Yes! Woo! Amanda, you got it! Congratulations!
Oh, thank you so much. I am so excited.
Oh my gosh, you are literally the first person in Las Vegas to win these tickets. Two of them to see The Weeknd at Allegiant Stadium. And not only that, Amanda, I have even better news. You're now in the grand prize drawing where you could actually upgrade those tickets to two lower level tickets to see The Weeknd.
Wow. Oh my goodness. This is so amazing. Thank you guys so much.
A great way to kick off the weekend. Congratulations, Amanda, and make sure you're listening all next week because we'll have more tickets to see The Weeknd for you all week long. I didn't think it.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So yesterday it was announced that there were no survivors in that horrific crash between an American Airlines passenger jet and a military helicopter. The plane was carrying 60 passengers and 4 crew members, while there were 3 enlisted people on board the helicopter. Dive teams, they had to just suspend their activities just before 4 o'clock yesterday because they had basically recovered all of the bodies possible without the fuselage of the plane being moved. And by that point, around 40 of the 67 bodies had been recovered. It's just terrible.
This horrific. I'm reading about the people whose lives were lost. Yeah. And I'm reading about the kids. And I read about the 13-year-old figure skater who lost her life. And when she was 10 years old, she went on a news station and she said, "I want to go to the Olympics when I grow up. I want to get a gold medal." And that her life was cut short. It just kills me.
It breaks my heart, man.
There's so many stories there. And we're going to be hearing more about them in the coming days, but it just finding out about the backstories of some of these people and the 14 from the figure skating community that were just so young, and it's so incredibly sad. I told you that one of those skaters, all of a sudden, all of his TikTok videos are starting to come up on my For You page, and it's just it's just heartbreaking. And then on top of that, like, as if the figure skating world wasn't mourning already, Dick Button, he died. He was probably, you know, one of the most prestigious names in figure skating, and he, so a lot of people are mourning the loss of him too. It's just been a lot for that community.
Poor them. I they can't catch a break. Yeah. It sounds like
they're saying that the flight record, or the black box from the plane's cockpit and the flight data recorder, they were recovered late yesterday. They've both been taken to the National Transportation Safety Board, so they're going to be evaluated, so we should get a better idea of what happened as soon as they analyze that. Also this morning, so the 5th and final season of Stranger Things hits Netflix sometime this year, but Ross and Matt Duffer, who are the creators of the show, they're not leaving that supernatural world when it's over. They're working on a new show, and it's called The Burrows, and everybody is comparing it to Stranger Things, but with old people. That's what they're saying.
Right.
And here's the thing: they're not denying it either. The brothers aren't. They say it's about a group of misfits who fights an otherworldly evil, but it's set in a retirement community.
Oh.
So we'll see. Instead of 11, it's more like 97.
They're gonna be riding golf carts instead of bikes.
Yeah, exactly. They've already chosen some of the cast. Alfred Molina is in it, Gina Davis, Alfrey Woodard, and Bill Pullman. They've all got set ready to star in that. So we'll get you more information on that.
Did they say it was going to be like a comedy or a drama?
I think it's going to be similar to what Stranger Things is, where there are moments of comedy, but it's a very like intense,
dark,
supernatural kind of show. So we'll see. Finally, this morning, we are just over a week away from the big game, and there are tons of betting sites and casinos, obviously, that you can go to. And there's some weird bets out there. Let's talk about some of the Super Bowl prop bets, because this is where you could bet a little and make a lot if some of these things come true. So some of the prop bets this year include, and how would you guys bet on them? Will a player or coach cry during the national anthem?
No.
I say yes.
Yes.
Really?
I always see a player on the sideline, a single tear coming down his cheek. So I would bet yes.
The cameraman's running to that guy. Hello?
Yeah. They're like, find someone who's crying. Will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor Swift?
No.
No.
No, I agree. If the Chiefs win, will Andy Reid be doused in barbecue sauce?
Because of Kansas City barbecue? Yeah,
because he loves barbecue.
That's hysterical. I say no.
I'm going to say no on that also. Will the Drake curse continue? The Drake curse is a viral trend on social media that claims that whichever sports team or figure Drake supports always seems to have bad luck afterwards. So if has Drake picked a team yet? Has he shown who he's betting for yet?
I don't even know if he's going to be watching, because Kendrick Lamar is going to be doing the halftime show, and that's a huge diss on him.
Yeah, but I feel like he loves to bet that he'll still bet on the game. He won't watch halftime. He'll leave. That'll be bathroom break time. But I say the Drake curse continues. I would say yes on that.
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay.
I think he's going to go for Philly myself. He's not going to vote. He's not going to go for Kansas City.
I don't think he's going to bet at all. That's my vote.
You don't? Okay. Mm-hmm. How many times will Taylor Swift and other celebrities be shown on TV?
Oh, geez.
I'm going to say 21.
Oh, I say much less. I'm going to go with 10.
I'm going to go with 31.
30. Wow. You guys. Okay. We got to get some answers on these after the game.
Yeah, I'm writing
them
down.
Who will the game MVP thank first? God.
Always. Yeah. They always thank God. I'm like, we're going to what do they say? We're going to Disney World.
Yeah. Whoever the MVP is, they get to go to Disney World, but that's not before they thank God. So yeah, those are just some of the bets that you can bet on for the upcoming Super Bowl. So we've got a lot to get to this morning. The Friday Rewind, we are going to take it back here in just a couple of minutes. Get those requests in now, 702-364-9400.